USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The New York Times is reporting it now has the president's federal income taxes, saying the president paid $750 in taxes in 2016 and 17. And paid no income tax in 10 of the last 15 years. The president responded.
Totally fake news. No, actually, I paid tax. And you'll see that as soon as my tax returns are. It's underwater. They've been underwater for a long time. The IRS does not treat me well. They treat me like the Tea Party, like they treated the Tea Party.
The report also says the president paid more to foreign governments than the U.S., that family members are paid as consultants, and that he's being audited for a $72.9 million tax refund.
We went through the same stories. You could have asked me the same questions 4 years ago. I had to litigate this and talk about it. Totally fake news.
This is USA Radio News.
We all have health goals, but let's face it. You are living in some fantasy world if you think you are suddenly about to start eating better. In fact, have you thought of this? How many different servings of fruit have you eaten today? How many servings of vegetables? And sorry, Dad, French fries and ketchup don't count. The experts recommend eating over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables each day. That's where Balance of Nature comes in. With 3 fruit and 3 veggie capsules, Balance of Nature gives you all your daily recommended servings and contains 31 different fruits and vegetables. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Change your life now by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump is defending his nominee to the Supreme Court, saying that opponents are playing the religion card because Amy Coney Barrett is Catholic. Democrats say one of President Trump's main goals in getting Judge Barrett seated to the Supreme Court so quickly is just part of his plan to eliminate the Affordable Care Act. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
What I am concerned about is anyone that President Trump would have appointed was there to undo the Affordable Care Act. That is why he was in such a hurry, so he could have someone in place for the oral arguments, which begin November 10th. And it doesn't matter what the process is here. What matters is what it means personally to the American people. If you have a pre-existing medical condition, that benefit will be gone.
Pelosi on CNN's State of the Union. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is also making the accusation. Biden will debate President Trump on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More stars from Hollywood are adding their political strength to the 2020 campaign. With more, here's USA's John Hunt.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is throwing his political muscle on his choice for president and vice president.
Guys, I had the opportunity to sit down with Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris to talk about a number of important issues that we're facing as a country. As a registered independent for years now with centrist ideologies, I do feel that Vice President Biden and Senator Harris are the best choice to lead our country, and I am endorsing them to become president and vice president of our United States.
With the exception of a brief flirtation with a 2020 presidential run himself, The Rock often takes great pains to remain apolitical at a time when Hollywood is filled with activism. The Fast and Furious and Jumanji actor took to Instagram, where he shared a video of the virtual conversation he had with the two Democratic candidates when he gave them his endorsement. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A well-known Oregon environmentalist who's been missing since September 7th has been confirmed dead due to wildfires. Family members of 72-year-old George Ataya confirmed that the remains were found on his property. He's believed to be the fifth person killed by the Beechey Creek fire, which is now about 50% contained. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.